How's it going, everyone? It's Ben Naim here with the YouTube channel Ben the Baptist. And I know I haven't done a video in a while, but I wanted to talk about the debate that Pastor Shelley just did with Sean Griffin about once saved, always saved. It was moderated by Brother Donnie over at Standing for Truth. I think he did a great job. And, you know, this debate, it just exposes the folly of these false prophets and how their position is untenable and antithetical to scripture. There were several moments during the debate, which, by the way, I'm not going to get into who I think won because that's obvious, but there were several moments in this debate where Griffin simply did not answer the questions that were being asked of him. Of course, he said stuff, but it's possible to say stuff and not actually address the question. There were several yes or no questions that were relayed to him. He had no response to them. He said stuff. False prophets, they'll often say stuff, but many times the stuff they're saying is meaningless and irrelevant. And you'll see that in this debate if you watch it for yourself. Pastor Shelley confronted him with many scriptures, including Romans 11:6, which clearly makes a distinction between faith and works, between grace and works, and that, you know, salvation can't be by both. And he didn't have much of an answer at all. Additionally, in the cross-examination, he asked Griffin, "Hey, are you saved?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm saved from the lake of fire." He said, "Well, could you end up going there anyway?" He said, "Yes." So it begs the question, what are you saved from? What exactly are you saved from if you can end up in hell anyway? The word saved implies there's a finality to it, which is why there's a D at the end. And it's also why the Bible describes believers as those which are saved, 1 Corinthians 1:18. It says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved," with a D at the end. Saved from what? Hell. But if you're saved from hell, and you end up in hell anyway, what exactly were you saved from? That was the question posed to Griffin. No answer. He just rambled. He appeals to Rabbi Antichrist, and I'm stealing that from Pastor. They start appealing to these other false prophets and commentaries and pulling other verses out of context. It's frustrating. And this was a frustrating live stream to listen to, you know, as a saved believer, to hear somebody blaspheme Jesus Christ. And even you say, well, how do you blaspheme Jesus Christ? By attacking the gospel, by smirking and laughing at the pastor as he's talking about eternal security. But beyond that, the guy just devolved into just accusing Pastor Shelley of blatant false garbage, railing accusations. He accused him of advocating for the worship of Baal. Complete fiction. He made it up on the spot because he knew he was losing badly. And, you know, when these false prophets are cornered, that's the kind of stuff they resort to. Of course, the usual, oh, you guys advocate sin. Our church is a very hard preaching church, all right? And we literally believe in church discipline from 1 Corinthians 5. We've been persecuted. We've had protesters. No, we don't advocate sin. I think that's pretty clear to anybody with working eyes and ears, okay? But that's what they'll do. Oh, you guys, since you believe in eternal security, you're advocating for sin. The Apostle Paul dealt with that same false accusation as well. It's nothing new. And Sean Griffin tried that in this debate, but I think it fell on his face. It fell on his face completely. It didn't work. He could try it all he wants, but I don't think that it's a useful tactic, because, you know, on the other side, we're appealing to so much scripture and doctrine, and then, you know, they're just coming at us with lies in response. So that's all I have to say about that. Again, frustrating, but at the same time, I think a debate like this can be useful for someone who maybe isn't sure what to believe yet. Perhaps they're in the middle. And when they see how the heretics deal with the scriptures and how dishonest they are, it might persuade them. Especially when they hear the arguments made by Pastor Shelley, it could persuade them to get right and get saved. So that's all I have for this video. Thank you for watching, and I'll put a link to the debate in the description box below if you want to check it out for yourself and see how it all went down. God bless.